T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, I'm Ray Dunaway. Well, here's a guy who's been kind of a regular around here. I know he's a regular at the Current. That, of course, is Alex Butterman, who's here for a bit this morning to tell us, I think, something you've already kind of heard in the news, but to elaborate further, here is, what is wrong? There we go. Hey, good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I guess more importantly is how are we, you know, collectively. I thought this was all over, Alex, but I think I'm wrong.
I know. I was right there with you.
Okay.
I think a lot of people were. We'd sort of been told that COVID, at the very least for the summer, was going to kind of recede, and we were going to have sort of a normal summer, and then maybe we'll check back in the fall. And then the Delta variant has come along, and now gone a little differently.
So and in your piece at Current.com. You're talking about, I'll go to the second paragraph. States' coronavirus numbers were low, dropping by the day, kind of a thing of the past. Vaccination effort was slowing but still going strong. Governor Amont said, hey, get out of the damn house and return to traveling and eating out. And so we did. But, and here's the point you just made. Experts said, hey, we're in the clear, at least until fall. Well, maybe not, huh?
Yeah, maybe not. As a lot of people probably know, the numbers are kind of creeping back up, and certainly not to the levels at least right now that they were, at the height of things last fall or last spring. But like in just about every single state, our numbers have increased, and that has, there have been more cases, a higher positivity rate, and even more hospitalizations. And, unvaccinated people are at the most risk right now, but there are breakthrough cases, and typically vaccinated people have much, much, much less severe cases, which is a good reason to get vaccinated. But for everybody, at least for me, it is now sort of another, it has crept back into the back of my head when I leave.
It's basically your career now. I think it's probably where you're the guy, the coronavirus guy.
It is something to write about, but be writing about something else.
Keeps you working. Hey, take a look at, let's go to the vaccination rate. How are things going? Has it really backed off? Because I know, for example, UConn Health, just come on in, we'll give you a shot. No appointments necessary. Are people still taking advantage of that?
At a much, much, much lower rate. Now Connecticut ranks ahead of most other states in terms of vaccination, but we're lower than some of those like magical thresholds that had hoped we would reach. And it has really slowed down. I've heard from people at hospitals who have these walk-in clinics, no appointment necessary.
Right.
And a few months ago, they would have hundreds of people, and now they say if we hit double digits, it was a productive day.
Wow.
So that's kind of where things are. It's really kind of at the margins right now. The vast majority of people who were anxious to get a vaccine or who wanted a vaccine have gotten it, and you're kind of trying to pick up some stragglers.
Well, I think a lot of people are betting if they don't get the shot. Because so many other people are vaccinated, they don't really need me. They'll be fine. And I guess that's not necessarily the case because, as you pointed out, even if you are vaccinated, it's still possible that you could pick it up.
Yeah, I think there are potentially a couple factors that are going to increase the rate. First of all, I would think this is basically just speculation, but I would think that this spike in the rise of the Delta variant would inspire at least some people to get vaccinated, sort of seeing that the risk is still here. You're not going to be able to to coast necessarily. And then the second thing is, for example, a lot of colleges have mandated vaccination for fall. So as you know, the vaccination rate is lowest among the younger age groups. The older folks are vaccinated at a very high rate. But so for a lot of kids going back to college this fall, I think you know, maybe if they haven't been vaccinated yet, they're going to have really no choice but to get vaccinated now, and that could potentially benefit everybody.
Hey, Alex, to your knowledge, and you see this occasionally, you just talked about the universities and colleges. Have any employers said, hey, you better get vaccinated. We'll give you till September to get it done or something, or else just don't bother to show up. Have you seen any of that?
The big ones are the hospitals. Most of the major hospitals in Connecticut have mandated vaccination for all employees. And like you said, they have until September. They can apply for exemptions for religious or health reasons.
Right.
The exemptions are expected to be pretty rare, and they face potential termination if they're not vaccinated. And it's sort of counterintuitively, the population that works in hospitals and health systems is not really vaccinated currently at a higher rate.
Yeah, I know. That's weird. No, that's really true. I mean, it's sometimes you see a lot of people that are in healthcare that have chosen not to do the vaccine for whatever reason. And that's just, you know, once again, for a lot of people, they're going, well, if they don't want it, why do I want it? You know?
Yeah, it probably doesn't help. I mean, I would point out that every, you know, infectious disease specialist or epidemiologist that I have spoken to is totally pro-vaccination. I think it's a lot of nurses and, you know, workers and people who aren't vaccinated. I feel like, just to clear my conscience, I should say that I've yet to encounter a real expert in infectious diseases who says anything except that you should go and get vaccinated.
Well, I guess my question would be, how could it hurt? You know, I mean, what's the big deal? It takes about 3 seconds and it's done. Okay. Of course, you also hear a lot of reports about, well, you know, the internet's a wonderful thing, don't you think? But they're going like, well, God, it's current.com, there's that. But, you know, they're all saying, oh, man, I got the shot and I started getting shivers and chills. And I mean, there's some really weird stories out there.
Yeah. I mean, I think one important thing to consider is the experience of people who get COVID, which, you know, also is pretty miserable. We all know people who've had COVID and have been bedridden for days.
Yeah.
You know, some of us know people who have had COVID and been hospitalized or even, unfortunately, died of it.
No.
And we're kind of at the point with the Delta variant where, as Tom Balsamzak, the chief clinical officer from Yale, said recently, you're either going to get COVID or you're going to get the vaccine. Those are your two choices. The thing is spreading around, and if you're not vaccinated, you stand a very high chance of getting COVID. So you know, you're worried about some side effects of the vaccine, and as we all know, you know, it might cause some fatigue, it will cause some arm pain,
right.
Things like that. There are some much rarer side effects in a very, very small number of cases. And so, you know, those aren't necessarily pleasant things, but, you know, COVID also is not pleasant.
Probably less pleasant. I'm just guessing here.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just thinking from what I've read.
And much more fatal.
Thank you very much. Well, that's the one thing. And you know, John will have a story at 8:30 kind of about, you know, the governor's thinking about, well, maybe we need to do some travel restrictions, stuff like that. Has not done it yet, but he's thinking about it in the back of his mind. But, I mean, the point is, it's like, you know, even so, even though it's back, you know, the numbers, as you pointed out correctly, are not where they were, let's say, a year ago. I guess the fear is that it could return to that level.
Yeah, that's something I struggle with a lot in trying to figure out how to accurately report on this because, you know, the numbers are always low before they get high.
Yes.
You know, it's not like you wake up one morning and all of a sudden, you know, there are 1,000 people hospitalized. You know, you never really know if climbing numbers mean, you know, it's just a blip or it's the beginning part of a surge, the way that some other states have experienced and some other countries have experienced. So with that uncertainty, I mean, I'll speak personally, and this was also true of people I spoke to for the article that was in yesterday's paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had gotten a little loose if I forgot my mask in the car when I went into the grocery store or something. You know, whatever, I'm fine. I'm going back personally based on speaking with experts. I'm going back to pretty diligent if I'm indoors in public to wearing a mask.
Well, maybe we should just book you for next week because I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. hey, Alex, nice work on this, and thank you much for being on. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right, Alex Putterman at current.com. Okay, but he is right. I mean, the numbers at this point are not all that significant, but I guess it's the trend that tends to bother people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.